On to item 10, our favorite topic, the consideration and adoption, considering adopting the 2022 CSERA budget. Looking for Henry, or Gail, I don't know if you're taking this item or Henry is.
Henry's taking it up.
Okay, I thought so. There he is. I see him coming on.
I'm here for support.
There you go. So Henry, welcome when you're ready to begin.
Good afternoon, members of the board. I always like to start on, as Scott mentioned, the favorite topic. This is and follows upright earthquake. So, you know, there was a nice little drill there. But it's with pleasure to present the 2022 proposed operating budget for CSERA. This is going to be a summary, brief presentation of the budget, but the preparation that goes into the budget is discussions with all departments about all the major core functions that occur. And we go through and budget and estimate the usual day-to-day expenses and operations. But we also take into account of some of the needs and some anticipate for some of the items that may come for next year. So included in this budget, as mentioned earlier, we have staffing needs in the investment area and retirement counselors. So there's funds set aside for that. We're working very hard on the new pension administration system. So there's provisions for some overtime and some temporary help that's going to be needed in working and testing and assisting facilitating as the needs come along. There are some other areas too. We have some consulting hours set aside for an experience study that's coming up next year. We anticipate for some election costs, some trustees, and the county handles that for us, and they also pass on their costs with that. There are some website designed for some videos as part of the new discussions that we have going on with our new system. We also want to improve the communication outreach to our members, and we're using tutorials and videos to take advantage of that electronic communication. Some of our insurance, administrative insurance, our general liability insurance premiums are going up, and so we had to put in a provision for that. And also our good friends in our legacy pension system, they also ask for more costs for their maintenance of the system. So all of those wrapped up go into our budget. The presentation, the format you've seen before, we take the grand total and we break it up into administrative costs and non-administrative, with the administrative costs and departments being subject to the cap of 21 basis points based on your actuarial accrued liability. The last valuation report said that that liability was approximately $10.5 billion, which translates into a cap of $22.1 million. In this budget here for the administrative costs, we're seeking 13.1, which is less than half. So we're well under that. That's an important point to note. But the overall budget is put together with an emphasis on how we did last year, and we monitor and add for this year. Okay, so over on page 5 is the grand total of the document. So at the bottom, for total 2022 proposed budget, we're seeking 18.6 down at the bottom, which is approximately $1 million increase over the 2021 budget. Okay. And the reasons for that $1 million increase is outlined. I'm going to refer back to page 3. There's a chart that tells us that. The second pie chart down at the bottom, about 84% of that is attributed to personnel services for the additions on the positions, the investment staff, the retirement counselors, the overtime, and the temporary help that we're going to be expecting to use. The rest of it is professional services, office and depreciation expenses, that's that insurance and some of the typical charges that I saw, and then IT systems. But the majority is personnel services there. So we can go through all the numbers, but I want to keep it just brief. You can see that the majority of the increase is up at the top is personal services, the staffing and the related benefits. Following on down, you see the professional services side, where there's various ins and outs, but the largest reason is the actuarial services and the experience study we spoke. Other professional services include the election costs, anticipated election costs. They may occur, they may not, but we provide for that. Continuing down, the typical office expenses that we see, there's increases for telephone and internet. That was the videos that we were speaking of earlier, the tutorial. Insurance premiums, we see an increase. And then continuing down in IT costs, software and support, that's the provision for additional CPAS costs. That's the majority of the increases there. Moving on to page 7 and page 9 is basically the split between administrative and non-administrative costs. That's the same format that you've seen before when I do my updates. The sum of these two make up the grand total. And moving on, traveling down to page number 11, this is another informational item that I want to just touch on real quick. This is our proposed capital budget. This is the cost for the pension administration system here. So up in the upper table, there's two projects, two contracts going on. One is with ICON for the data conditioning project. And underneath that is a contract we have with Sagitech for a new pension administration system. The sum of the two is the overall PAS project. And so the particulars are that we have a total contracts of $15.1 million, of which we estimate to be spent through the end of the year about $2 million, which translates to about 14-15% spent, and the remaining contract is $13 million. So in a capital budget presentation, that's typically how it's presented. We take a look at the contract, and that behaves as the budget, and I'll put particulars as to how much is spent and how much is left as we travel on. And the bottom line is basically the depreciation. This is mostly attributed to the leasehold, the new building, the office, furniture, and equipment. When the new pension system gets completed, it'll begin depreciating over 10-year life, and it'll travel down as a depreciation cost. I raced through a lot of information here quickly in the spirit of time, but if there's any questions, any item that the board wants to just go over real quick, be more than happy.
Perfect, Henry. I thought the level of detail was appropriate, and of course we've seen these budgets before, so it's not new material. Jerry, you had a question or a comment.
I would certainly defer to any questioners, but I'm prepared to make a motion to adopt the 2022 budget.
I'll second.
All right, we've got a second. We're going to give that to Dennis. He was a little quicker in hitting the lighted button. So we have a motion and a second to adopt the 2022 budget. Is there any further discussion or any questions for Henry on it? I'm not seeing any, so let's proceed to a vote.
Many thanks. Have a good holiday.
Oh, well, we're going to vote, Henry. You can watch the vote. So... On the motion, Anderson.
Yay!
Chabadarev.
Yes.
Finley.
Yes, and happy holidays, Henry, before you leave.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye, and happy holidays, Henry.
Phillips.
Aye, Henry. Nice job.
Thank you.
And Watts?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The motion carries unanimously. Henry, you're now free to go.
And free to multitask. Yourself. Free to multitask. That's
and join, it. And join the audit committee presentation.
I cannot wait. That's another exciting part. Okay. We'll see you soon. Thank you all.
Thanks, Henry.